Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Vigilantes podcast.
What up, motherfuckers?
We're here. Yeah. Again, the Vigilantes is here to talk about WandaVision, episode 7 and 8, because we didn't do 7. I mean, why not? We were just going to wait for the next episode.
Yeah, kind of waiting for everything to finish.
It was the ending.
And we're talking about everything.
And it was good, and some people got disappointed, but I liked it. I think it was good. But let's get into that. So, series final.
That shit was nuts.
Fire.
That shit was crazy.
I liked it. A lot of action in this shit.
Fucking, my theory didn't hold up, though.
It's all right. Yeah, we didn't think Doctor Strange was going to be a rabbit.
Yeah, I was me.
But it was good. It was good. I liked it. I think it was good. It was action-packed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had a lot of sad moments in this freaking show, man.
What do you mean? Like, hell yeah, they did.
Yeah.
You know, and you saw what happened.
Shit.
You saw what happened. You teared up. I teared up a little bit.
I teared up. I ain't gonna lie. We so invested in these characters, which that's why I like that they did the whole Marvel. Marvel brings you into these, and you know, it takes a while to get into them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the show is good. I'm disappointed, highly disappointed in one thing. That's it.
What was that?
That fucking, this guy was not the real fuck. He's actor, just like they did with Iron Man 3.
Oh, Quicksilver. Ron Boner, that's his name.
I'm so disappointed in that shit. Yeah, Boner. He's just an actor.
Yeah.
So the multiverse shit goes out the window. You know what I'm saying?
That still counts because he was in it. So that was like I was saying before when I was talking about it. It still counts.
No,
it still counts.
You know why? Because my excitement when he fucking came in the door, I was like, right, "Nigga, the multiverse."
He's still able to come in. The door's still open.
So upset.
So I'm glad they did that.
So I'm so upset. I hope they bring it back because it was good to see even Evan Peters on there or shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, damn. You guys just did a switcheroo on us. Fucking kidding me. Because the Mandarin was the same thing. Mandarin was like, oh, he's a good villain. Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm just an octa.
He's an agate.
Fuck, man. That should piss me off, bro. So I'm disappointed about that. Because I really like the whole, like him, the possibility of X-Men coming and shit like that. But I guess not yet. They're toying with us, man.
But they have a lot of stuff already going on. Next is fucking with Doctor Strange, right? The multiverse.
No, well, that's going to be next year.
2022. That's right.
I think the movies are. I think they have the show. Next show is gonna be the Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Then supposedly it's Black Widow, the Shang-Chi and the Seven Rings.
Shang-Chi, yeah.
I don't know nothing about that comic. Never read it, but that's part of it. The Eternals and then Spider-Man 3,
ooh,
which I hope that brings the multiverse.
I hope they do that.
I really hope they bring in the multiverse. But let's get into the show before we get off topic, because we could talk about it all day. Wanda is kind of, I think she's a villain, like I said. I get it, but
anti-hero.
Yo, she, damn, bro. Because when, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, Agatha, you know, whatever. Marvel, you know, besides Thanos and Loki, Marvel's villains are not really, like, rememberable. You know what I'm saying? So Agatha wasn't rememberable. I mean, she did it. She was all her all along, but it was like, whatever.
Yeah. She was always, like, a friend of me anyway.
Yeah.
From, like, all the comics there, I think so. Mm-hmm. She doesn't really need that big of a presence. We all know about her now.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, for what it was, I mean, it wasn't that bad. I like the visuals of this shit. This shit was ill. Like the Vision and White Vision.
That shit was crazy.
That shit, them fighting was fire, bro.
It was like one of the movies, one of the Avenger movies.
Yeah.
The ending scene that had the big climatic battle. Mm-hmm. Just like
that. The graphics are just fucking ill. Like, yeah, it was cool, man.
That's how you do CGI.
Yeah. Yo, it was cool, man.
Mm.
They were really fighting the way the fights and shit like that. And then you have WandaVision fighting Agatha, which is cool. I like how the, you know, but she was like turning old and shit. Like she was just sucking her powers up, bro. I'm like, damn, how the fuck are we gonna defeat this bitch?
Shit, that too. They had the whole family scene. Mm-hmm. All of them were there with their powers.
Yeah,
the Incredibles or some shit.
They look like the Incredibles, yeah. And then Vision just turns around and grabs White Vision.
He's like, oh, you.
And then she's like, take care of the cops. Mommy's got to handle this shit. That shit was funny, too. And she's fighting her in her sweats and everything in her pants.
Well, Vision says, he's like, kids, we haven't told you about what's coming next. We haven't brought you up for this day. But listen to your mother.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, no, it was cool. It was a cool thing. They took all the guns and shit and they mind control.
Yeah, the boy, Billy, he said, mm-hmm. He made him stop like she did before.
Yeah.
When she came out the first time.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
But because we're talking about the series final, sorry, because the final just happened. It was so good. But last week episode, it was her memories and shit, which was good too. Mm-hmm. Remember, she went back and yeah. they finally show how really they were stuck in a bomb. Their parents freaking died like so yeah. quick. Now, why she likes sitcoms so much, which that's all they saw, which is cool because he had the choices of all the shit to watch.
Yeah.
But then yeah. their parents died like that. I was like, holy shit. That's so fast. What's up, bro? Like,
they're all cozy up together on a couch watching the shit.
But remember, she that's what's cool. They connected it because she talked about it in Ultron. So you get to see how it was. Yeah. That they were trapped in 2 days in front of a bomb that didn't explode. Mm-hmm. Fucking nuts, bro. And then they show the events that happened, which she went to see Vision, but she didn't steal the body like they fucking said. You know what I'm saying? She actually, like was like, she let go kind of, you know what I'm saying?
She left him there. She even steal him, like you said.
Fucking dude. That was a dick. Yeah. She actually said, you know, whatever. So they were trying to use this shit for a fucking weapon.
Mm-hmm.
But then she kind of created it with chaotic magic. That's what she called it, chaos magic.
Chaos magic.
And she fucking bursted all that shit to life and shit. Kept the whole town thing. And because yeah. and the Infinity Stone, which is what it's, the Vision's kind of made of, right?
Yeah. We gave him
the power. Yeah, yeah. They kind of, that's where it's from. So she has half a Vision in there. She says that in the series final, too.
Part,
like
you're part of the Mind Stone.
Yeah, yeah. So it kind of ties in with a lot of shit. That was pretty sad, good, though. Yeah.
Captain Rambo scene was dope.
Yeah.
When she came in to stop the bullets from in front of the boys.
And oh,
she
just yeah.
right through her.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it was slowed down. I was like,
I like your powers. You was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was so, cool. Yeah. That's fire, bro.
And they pleaded that they added her going up to see Marvel.
Oh, yeah. One of the post-credit scenes.
Because one of the trolls came. The scrolls came. And
the scrolls.
Like, told her about it. Like, where are we going to go? She changed her face to the alien and like, yo, we're going to go fly.
Well, I think it's Nick Fury. Because remember, Nick Fury's in. And Captain Marvel, the ending, he's in the spaceship with them.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He's on vacation. Well,
vacation.
Yeah. So it's probably Nick Fury and shit. I don't really care about the Skrulls, though, because I don't know nothing about them. I know Super Skrull was in Marvel's Capcom 3 in the game, and he seemed pretty, I heard that he was like a real big villain, but I don't know nothing about it. So they had to kind of, like, I didn't care for them in Captain Marvel either. It was all right.
Yeah, but it's a big villain. I think Fantastic Four fought them, too, like Super Skrull.
Well, hopefully they introduce it in a better way. Because, like I said, you know, the villains are like, whatever. But that was like one of the post-credit scenes. But then, you know, the last one was pretty cool. But we get into that after this. But yeah, I like that they showed her going in. So, you know, they show her flashbacks, basically, what it was. That was cool. But, you know, I'm crazy. She had the whole fucking witch dungeon and shit. And she said that anybody that creates this... that witch thing, they're the only ones that use their power.
In their own space, yeah.
Which bit her in the ass in the ending.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that was cool when she like, I seen her throwing fucking the balls and shit. I'm like, why is she hitting the dome and shit like that?
She was trying to
that was cool, bro. She made her own fucking then. And she's like, she's the only witch that can use her power. She took all the fucking power back.
And took her, too.
Yep. Girl,
and then she filled up. And then she
was watching it. Yeah, the whole Scarlet Witch came out. I'm like, ooh, that shit was fire.
Man, that shit was dope.
That shit was so
cool. Like the Vision, like that she had in the video. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah,
she came out just like that.
Mm-hmm.
That
shit was cool. It was cool to see the outfit finally. This is a Scarlet Witch, the horns and everything. Mm-hmm. She's the Scarlet Witch now, which is cool because you know she was like the side hero in the other Avengers, and now that all their stories are kind of tied in. We could see there is branch off,
yeah,
which is cool, you know. But yeah, bro, that was cool. And the Vision fighting was cool. The fact that I didn't know about the White Vision. I didn't read those comics. Those comics really good, but I saw that the White Vision is in there. Actually, they kind of did the same concept.
Yeah,
but now Vision's alive.
Technically he's alive, but he's not the same Vision.
But he put his memories in him.
He made him remember.
He downloaded his thing.
Yeah, he made him remember this shit, but he doesn't have the feelings, though.
Mm.
That's that whole thing was. Because the emotional
vision,
just white, no emotion vision.
So he's back, but he just kind of flew off and...
He disappeared. He disappeared.
She thinks he's... She don't know nothing about him. She thinks he's dead.
Probably she got a second thought, but she said goodbye to this
What nigga. The fuck?
And just like, dipped.
Yeah, speaking of that goodbye, man, that shit was sad, bro. I'm sorry, but like I was happy. I've been saying since the beginning that he should get a proper send-off and shit, and I feel like he got his proper send-off. He got it
finally, yeah.
He got it. He didn't say goodbye. He's like, well, you know, we won't say goodbye. We'll just leave it as... What was it? We'll see each other again.
We'll see each other
sound again. Like that. I forgot. And the town, it's like she had to say goodbye to her kids, which is like heartbreak for her, you know what I'm saying? But she never had it. It's not like it's real.
You notice Vision's crying. He's saying, he's like, goodbye,
children. Yeah.
He sees his eyes watering. Like, damn.
But she had to do it, man.
Yeah.
Because when this girl, Agatha, fucking released their mind and shit, yo, she had all these people fucking, like, hostage, regardless.
Yeah. They're like, yo, let me go.
They had kids. That's fucked up. You know, she's seen herself like, damn, she really, even though she's grieving so much, but she's sad, you know what I'm saying? Mm. She's not realizing what she's doing to other people. And, you know, she had to put that aside, bro.
She did let him go.
She did. She had to. Fucking crazy, bro.
She felt sad. She was bad as shit.
That's
and then she had to fight Agatha.
Yeah. And then, you know, when she said bye to Vision, everything came to a close. She was walking by them and everybody's looking at her like she's a mutant.
Yeah.
That's why I keep saying mutant, because I'm hoping that's how they look at mutants now.
Mm.
But they just don't like her. I just hope it's an X-Men thing, man.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
But they don't like, they're looking at her like, damn, yo, exactly. she fucking did this to us. Like, yeah, she was an Avenger. What the hell?
That did. I kind of remember, they don't know what you gave up for them to be free. Like,
mm-hmm. Because she understands with the home mom situation.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to see the last of Captain Marvel, though.
Nah, yeah.
So she's probably going to be a Captain Marvel, too.
Marvel. At one point in the comics, she had the mantle of Captain Marvel.
Mm.
So maybe that they're going to do something like that.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about her character. I don't. Like I said, I read several comics. Not like,
man, all apparently, the comic she wears all white, like a Spider Gwen type thing.
Yeah,
it was like white and black type shit. She has a big afro that she already has. Mm-hmm. So,
all right, well,
be crazy.
But yeah, she's coming back with the scroll, so that's gonna do that. Then we get the other post credit scene, which was fire. She's like in isolation, far away. She's having coffee, and she goes inside, and then all of a sudden, the camera goes to the back, and you see her. Astral projecting, looking at reading the book like Doctor Strange did.
Doctor Strange, like literally fucking with the shit.
Yeah.
I had the book. She had her legs crossed just like Doctor Strange. Same shit.
Fire.
That shit was cool.
And then you hear, mom, help, help. I'm like, oh, there's fucking kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes like this. She found them, which is going to be the multiverse.
Yep.
That has to be the multiverse. So now she found them in another realm. Which
either that way, or that somehow they're like alive. They become real in some sort of sense.
No, John, we have to have some fucking theories that are right.
That's right. The multiverse is right.
Exactly.
That's what's gonna happen. There's so no doubt about
but
it.
She's gonna cause the whole shit, and now we know she's gonna be fucking up even more now.
Mm.
So she's gonna be a big villain. She's gonna fuck it up, which Doctor Strange is probably gonna be like, damn, I gotta fix this shit.
Yeah.
Well, both of them. Cause see, Doctor Strange's in Spider-Man 3, so I know it has to be the multiverse, bro. I'm sorry.
It's titled No Way Home.
He's in Spider-Man 3. Wanda is in Doctor Strange 2. You know what I'm saying? So, come on, yo. I cannot wait, bro, because the multiverse, they have Danny Elfman coming back to score the shit.
Ooh.
And he did the original Spider-Man track. And the Sam Raimi directed Spider-Man versus Spider-Man. He's doing Doctor Strange Madness of the Multiverse.
Oh, that's crazy.
So he's directing it. And they say it's going to be like horror kind of-ish, so I know they're going to do some. Probably, I don't know if Mephisto's around, but there's going to be a big bad.
It's probably like that type of universe, like the Mephisto universe, hell, fucking.
Because the Mephisto was a big thing, topic for WandaVision, and if nobody's seen Mephisto at all. But we don't know who the big baddie is, so we don't know what's
going on. Or Dormammu.
Dormammu. Scarlet Witch probably is going to unlock the baddie. Like the bad. She's probably going to bring something that's going to like cause the Avengers, the new Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
To start fucking fighting.
But maybe that also ties in maybe because the new Avengers, the new young Avengers,
mm-hmm.
or her kids, maybe she brings her kids and then they join the Avengers.
Right.
Because that's canon. That's part of the comics.
Right. Yeah, I'm excited. I was satisfied with that. I was fine with it. I didn't like that this guy was an actor, of course, but it's whatever.
Yeah. No, I liked it. It was good. It was good. The way it was like an even ending for everything.
Yeah. It was a good ending.
Yeah, it was fair.
For what it was. It was a good show. Overall, I was excited every week after the first two episodes.
Mm.
And, you know, that's what I like. Something that keeps me interested.
Fucking, like, let's see, when Darcy came, she finally made
it
with the car. she fucking hit Abraham the Jeep. Like, you motherfucker, bow.
Yeah, fuck that guy, cool. Man.
Like, she finally made it.
Yo, like, I'm tired of that shit. But he was annoying. He didn't do much anyway, but he created fucking Vision again. This is like, okay.
Yeah.
But now Vision's he should pop up whenever. Let's see what happens, because we don't know. We can speculate what the multiverse is going to be next. And I can't wait to do this shit for Captain
Captain America,
Falcon. Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I keep saying Captain America because the symbol is always in it. But I guess they're going to be like, who is... They don't know who wants to take the mantle of Captain yet. So they're probably going to fight for that.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Not fight for it, but not comfortable with it. And I guess one of them picks it. But we'll see. I cannot wait to start doing that.
It's going
to
be Bucky. Well, I think. That goes with the comics, too.
Right.
So.
But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
But... That's it. That's what we're going to talk about today, guys. We love the WandaVision final. We thought it was good. Yeah. The action was good. And, you know, I think the resolve is good. And I cannot fucking wait for the WandaVision, for the multiverse shit. I want to see it on screen. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's do this, bro. But, guys, please subscribe if you like what we have. We appreciate all the freaking views we got for Mortal Kombat reaction. Like, I'm excited, like, for that. And, you know, like I, 2,000 views is fucking nuts.
It's a lot. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. No, really.
More than a second. Yeah, I know it was funny to watch the beginning.
Yeah. but we really appreciate it, guys. Please like and comment and subscribe. And keep watching us every week. We're going to have content every week. Okay, guys? So
yeah.
This is the Vigilantes.
Thanks for joining, guys.
See ya.